Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. We learn Neshmas Abi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chilmechel, Zichron Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichron Lebracha. And we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. We're in Perek Beis, and we left Chana so excited that she had a baby when she brought the baby up to go ahead and live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live in Shiloh together with Eli HaKohen, Vatispalel Chana. Chana davened, and Chana's tefillah appears in Pasuk Yud, but the first nine psukim, Chana, according to the Radak, is just praising Hashem for taking this person who felt so low and raising her up. Vatispalel Chana batomar, she said first, Alatzli bi b'Hashem, Ramah karni b'Hashem, Rachapi aloivai ki samachti b'shuasecha, my heart is rejoiced through Hashem, my horn was raised by Hashem, my mouth is open wide against my enemies, because I rejoiced in your salvation. In other words, my heart, which was previously sad, is now quite excited, says the Radak. The strength for the horn is the highest part of the animal. Now I wasn't able to raise my head in front of Penina. Now I'm able to go ahead and go ahead and do so. I can raise my head. And of course, Rashi says, my mouth's open against Penina. The Radak says against anyone who made fun of her or gave her a hard time when she was not able to have children. And she's excited that now she's able to be saved. Ein kadosh ka Hashem ki im doltecha. There's no one as holy as Hashem. I daven in his place, says the Radak, and my tefillah was accepted. And there's no one like you to where you should die. Davin rather, ve'ein sur kelokenu, and there's no one besides you. There's no rock like our God. There's no one so powerful as Hashem who can alter the laws of nature. That, in other words, says Chan, I was an akara, I was barren, and now Hashem gave me a child. Al tarbu tedabru gavoa gavoa. Don't speak such haughty language. Rashi says everyone who's a gavaliv, everyone is haughty when there's good fortune. And according to the Peshach, she's speaking to the benefit of Penina. She says, you spoke with such a high level, right? But the truth is, don't be so excited and speak with your arrogance. Ye say asok mi pichem. Don't let arrogance come out of your mouth. Why? Ki kel deos Hashem veloniskenu alilos. Hashem is a God of thoughts, and he catches and counts the deeds. Right? Keshes giborim chatem v'nechshalim azruchayel. The bows of the mighty are broken, and those who stumble are girded with strength. In other words, the custom, says Rashi, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, weakens the people who are strong and strengthens the weak. He decides who's going to be hungry, and he can decide who he's going to starve in the process. And right, those who are satiated have hired themselves out for bread, while the hungry have stopped. Until a woman who was barren had seven children, Rabas Bonim Umlava, and someone who had a lot of children, like Penina, would well be bereaved. Now, of course, the fact is that they didn't have the requisite. She said she had seven children, and every time she had her children, Penina's would die. And so the fact is that if you take accounting, she only had six children. Who is the seventh? So Chazal tell us that the seventh was the fact that Shmuel counts twice. He's like Moshe v'Aaron v'Kohanav. That idea gets explored a little bit more deeply in today's Nachiyomi, a deeper look. Hashem memes u'mechayem, orich o v'ayol. Hashem kills and he brings up. He brings down to the grave and he raises people up. In other words, when Hashem wants to, he can cause someone to die. And when he wants to, he can keep him alive. And we can also understand he can bring somebody up to the point of death or the point of trouble. And he can also take somebody out of trouble. And the Gemara says that this connects over to the Adas Korach. And Chana said they should also get a chance to get into Olam Haba. Right, Hashem Morishu Mashir Mashpil Af Meromim. Hashem impoverishes; he makes people rich. He humbles them; he also brings them up. Mekim Me'afar Dal Me'Ashpos Yarim Evyon. He lifts the poor from the dust, and he raises the pauper from the dunghill. Even the pauper who is holding on to and trying to take care of the smell from the dunghill because he needs to do something just to keep warm. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can raise him up. Lo shivim nidivim. to let him sit with the princes, to where they're equal to the princes and the noblemen, says Mitzudas David. And he can give them a seat of honor. He causes them to inherit. Hashem has the pillars of the earth, and he placed the world upon them. In other words, the foundations he placed upon the world are, says the Ralbag, they're just the methods of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement, and he tells the inhabitants of the earth how it should be run. Raglei Chasidav Yishmor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the feet of his pious ones. Right, Rishayim b'choshech yidamo, the Rishayim shall be cut off into the darkness. Ki lo b'koach yigbar ish, a person will not be able to prevail based on his own strength. Hashem yechatu merivav alav b'shamayim yareim. Hashem yadin afsei aretz v'yitein oz l'malko v'yarem ker mishicho. Those who strive with Hashem will be broken. And upon him will he thunder in Shemayim. Hashem will judge the ends of the earth. He'll give strength to his king, and he'll raise the horn of the anointed one. In other words, Hashem will guard the feet of Am Yisrael while the Plishtim will be cut off. And of course, May Shmuel's adversaries, the Plishtim, be broken. That's the way she davens in that situation. Vayelech Elkanah haramasa al beiso. So Elkanah then goes home, and of course Chana at that time does as well. V'hanar haya mishari says Hashem espnei Eli haKohen. And so Shmuel continues to serve Eli. Ubnei Eli b'nei Belial. So you should just know the children of Eli, Chafni and Pinchas, are people who are unscrupulous. They weren't interested in Malchus Shamayim. They said there is no Malchus Shamayim. They just continued to do religious work. They called themselves Kohanim, but they weren't really interested in realizing that a Kohen is supposed to be a Shliach of Hashem. Umishpat HaKohanim HaSa'am, Kol Ish Soveach Zevach, Ubanar HaKohen, Kevashel HaBasu, Mazlik Shalosh HaShinayim Biyado. And so whenever a person would bring a karban, the servant of the Kohen would come with a three-pronged fork in his hand. And so what would he do? V'kaba kior obedud obekalachas obaparur kol hashayala al hamazleg yikach hakohen bo kacha yasu l'chol Yisrael abayim sham b'shilo. So he would thrust into the pot or into the cauldron, into the pan, everything which the fork would pick up, the kohen would take, and he'd use that fork with all sides of pots. And so therefore, you just take as much from a small karban, says the Malbim, as much as from a bigger karban. And that's what he would do for everybody. That's what they would do. Gam b'terem yakirim esachilev, and also before they would bring the chilev, uva nara kohen v'yom alish hazavech t'nabasa litzos l'kohen, v'u yikach mimcha basa mevusha kim chai. And they also would come around and say, give meat to roast. And he's not only taking the cooked meat from you, he's, in other words, he would take the raw meat, and then also he would take the cooked meat afterwards. So if the person said, let's make the chalev and then take for yourself, so the Na'ar would say, you do it now, and if not, I'm going to take it by force. So this became a big aveira. Why? Because the people started to despise bringing karbanos. In other words, it became a very big embarrassment. But Shmuel Mishari says b'nei Hashem nar chagur eifod bad. But Shmuel was serving in the mikdash at the time, and the Radak says that he was a sharp contrast between the children of Eli, the Kohanim, who were following their taiva. Shmuel just wanted to serve Hashem. He studied Torah. He was involved in the study of his job as a Levi, and he's wearing this special type of me'il. Now he was not wearing the ephod of the Kohen Gadol. It's just a me'il as a long outer shirt with sleeves, and that's how he would walk around. And and his mother would make him this small robe, and she would bring it up to him at from time to time, and she would come up to bring karbanos. In other words, from year to year, that's the way she would go ahead and proceed. Uveirach Eli es Elkanah ves Ishto. And so Eli, he was so happy to realize that, he had this Shmuel around. V'yamar yasam Hashem l'chazera min ha'isha azos tachas ha'sheila sheshal Hashem. I said, wow, he's so exciting. May Hashem give you more children because of the request that he requested of Hashem. V'hochlu mekomo, and then they would go home. In other words, they would go back. After Eli gave a bracha, they were confident that the bracha would be fulfilled. Right? And that's where they would go, back to his home. Kifakad Hashem eschana batar batelet shlosha banam ushtei banos. Because, the fact is that Hashem gave a bracha. She had five more kids after Shmuel. Vayigdal hanar Shmuel im Hashem. But Shmuel, he lived with Hashem. That was the way that it had become understood. Ve'eli zakein ma'od. Eli was really feeble. He was not able to serve as a kohen, says the Gemara in Chulin. And so therefore, that's why his sons were allowed to abuse their rights, as they did, says the Radak. And it's also it's an excuse a little bit for why Eli was lenient, but that's with his children. Kol Asher Yasin Banav v'shameis Kol Asher Yasin Banav v'Kol Yisrael. He saw everything that was happening by his sons to Am Yisrael. V'isa sheyishkavu nesanashim atzobos Pesach Ol Moed, and also how they would lie with the women who congregated at the Ol Moed. Now, according to the some want to say that they were quite frankly they were Megala Arayos. But the Chachamim disagreed. They disagree, says the Gemara in Shabbos, to say that what? They just made the women stay over if they had to go ahead and bring a karban, if they were Zavos or if they are Yoldos, and they would wait until they see their birds were being offered as a karban, and since birds were not such an exciting karban, they would be put back at the end of the line. So the fact is that Eli would complain about them, and he would say that that's a real problem. So Rashi tells us that Kol Asher, if somebody comes around and says that that Eli's sons were involved in Gilui Arayos and adultery, Eino elatoa, that's a mistake. So what do you mean that they would lie, they would do what they would do? So we said that would be a delay. It would be impossible that the sons of Eli the Kohen Gadol would be guilty of a base immoral act. Notwithstanding, though, Eli was not so excited with their behavior. Albana, he says to them, don't do that. I don't like the rumors that I'm hearing about you, right? That's just not a good way to proceed. The rumor which the people are spreading about you, that's lo tova shmua, it's not a good thing because of your behavior. Em yachta ish le'ish, right? Because if a person sins, bein adam l'chaberu, pilalo elukim, then Hashem's going to judge him. Right? Vim la'Hashem yachta ish, mi is palalo. But if a person sins against Hashem, who's going to be able to intercede? But they didn't want to listen. Their verdict was already sealed. Right? It's almost as if, like the Gemara says, that when a person does Navera, kvar hutralo, they had sinned for many, many years, and so Hashem had already closed the gates of tshuva, ninalu shari tshuva, and they found themselves unable to do tshuva and to listen to the Father's voice. And that's like she a slave of Paro, v'anashmua holich v'gadel v'tov. But at the same time, Shmuel was continuing to become a good person. Gamim Hashem, gamim Anashim. People liked him also. So a man of God came to Eli. One of the people came forward. In other words, it was Elkanah, according to Rashi. He says, didn't I go to your father's house when they were in Mitzrayim? I want you to bring up karbanos, to bring ketores, to wear an ephod, to wear the big day kahuna. So then if that's the case, right? Why do you kick at my carbon? And also at my kar mincha, I commanded in my place. Instead, what did you do? You gave more kavod to your son, children than to me. By feeding yourself from the first part of every karban. And so, and therefore, Hashem says, your house and the house of your father will walk before me forever. In other words, what's going to happen? In other words, in that situation, Hashem says that far be it from me, those who honor me, I'll honor, and those who despise me will be the disgrace. Hashem says the days are coming, and there's not going to be an elder in your house. You're going to understand that it's going to be a rival in your place. All the days that you were doing good, there won't be an elder in your days. But I'm not going to do it. Every person, I'm not going to cut you off. I'm not going to make you not a Kohen. However, and to sadden your heart, all those raised in your house, unfortunately, will die as young people. You're going to know that this is going to happen because Chafni and Pinchas are both going to die on the same day. I'm going to find a different Kohen, and he's going to walk before me all these days. And so what's going to happen instead, that everyone who's left in your house will come to bow before this person who's going to take over for you, and he's going to look for a silver piece and a morsel of bread, and he'll say, take me now into one of the divisions in order for me to be able to eat a morsel. In other words, I need to be put into one of the mishmaros in the Beis HaMikdash. And so the Navi says there's going to be a time, says the Ralbag, when Bnei Eli will be so degraded, have to beg the Kohen Gadol to get a silver piece and a piece of bread to allow them to just be a part of a mishmar in order to be able to eat the karbanos. And that's a punishment for their greed in taking more than they were entitled to. This is going to come to fruition rather quickly, as we will see when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.